ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 2 प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स। द नाइस इंट्रोडक्शन टू दिस चैप्टर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। मे फर्स्ट रीड द इंट्रोडक्शन। एज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन दिस चैप्टर व्हेन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड एंटर्ड द होम ऑफ देवकी टू किल कंस, ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स अंडरस्टूड that the Lord was living within Devaki's womb, and therefore, in veneration, they offered him the Garbhastuti prayers. Kamsa, under the protection of his father-in-law Jarasandha, and with the help of his demoniac friends like Pralamba, Bakka, Chanura, Trunavarta, Aghasura, Mustika, Bana, and Bhomasura, began oppressing the members of the Jadu dynasty. Therefore, the members of Jadu dynasty left their homes and sought shelter in such states as Kuru, Panchala, Kaikeya, Sarlo, and Vidarbha. Only some of them stayed with Kamsa as nominal friends. After Kamsa killed the Satgarbhas, the sixth son of Devaki, one after another, Anantadev entered Devaki's home and was transferred to the womb of Rohini by the manipulation of Jogamaya, who was following the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord Himself, who was soon to appear in the eighth son of Devaki, ordered Jogamaya to take birth from the womb of Jasoda Devi. Because Krishna and his potency, Jogamaya, appear simultaneously as brother and sister, the world is full of Vaishnavas and Saktas, and there is certainly some rivalry between them. Vaishnavas worship the Supreme Lord, whereas the Saktas, according to their desires, worship Jogamaya in form of forms like Durga, Bhadrakali, and Chandika. Following the orders of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jogamaya transferred Baladev Sankarsan, the seventh child of Devaki, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Because Sankarsan appears in order to increase love of Krishna, he is known as Baladev. One may take auspicious rank from him to become a devotee of Lord. Therefore, he is also known as Baladev, Balabhadra. After Jogamaya transferred the seventh child of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, the Supreme Personality of God had appeared within the heart of Vasudev and transferred himself into the heart of Devaki. Because the Lord was present in her heart, Devaki, as her pregnancy continued, appeared effulgent. Upon seeing this effulgence, Kamsa was full of anxiety, but he could not harm Devaki because of their family relationship. Thus he began indirectly thinking of Krishna and become fully Krishna conscious. Meanwhile, because of Lord's presence within the womb of Devaki, all the demigods came to offer the Lord their prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, they said, is certain, eternally the absolute truth. The spiritual soul is more important than the gross body, and the super soul, Paramatma, is still more important than the soul. The Supreme Godhead is absolutely independent, and his incarnations are transcendental. The prayers of the demigods glorify the exalted devotees and explain the fate of persons who superficially consider themselves liberated from the conditions of material nature. A devotee is always safe. When a devotee fully surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord, he is completely liberated from the fear of material existence. By explaining why the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, the prayers of the demigods clearly confirm the Lord's statement in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. So today's verse. Okay. The two verses, first and second. Sri Suka Uvacha. So board is written second verse. So I read first myself, then I will repeat second. Pralamba bakachanura trunavarta mahasanai mustikarista divida putana kesidhanukai. Then the bhasan board. Anyaischa surabhupalair Bana Bhoma Dibhir Yutaha Jadunam Kadanam Chakre Bali Magadha Samsaya. Word meaning. Sisuka Ubacha. Sisukadeva Goswami said, Pralamba, by the asura named Pralamba. Baka, by the asura named Baka. Chanura, by the asura named Chanura. Trinavarta, by the asura named Trinavarta. Mahasanai, by Yoghasura. Mustika, by the asura named Mustika. Arista, by the asura Arista. Dibida, by the asura named Dibida. Putana, by Putana. Kesi, by Kesi. Dhenukai, by Dhenuka. Anyaicha, and by many others. Asura Bhupalai, by demoniac kings on the surface of the globe. Bana, by King Bana. Bhoma, by Bhomasura. Adibhi, and by others as well. Yuta, being assisted. Jadunam, of the kings of the Jadu dynasty. Kadanam, persecution. Chakre, regularly performed. Bali, very powerful. Magadha Samsraya, under the protection of Jarasandha, the king of Magadha. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, under the protection of Magadharaj Jarasandha, the powerful Kamsa began persecuting the kings of the Jadu dynasty. In this, he had the cooperation of demons like Pralamba, Bhakka, Chanura, Trinavarta, Aghasura, Mustika, Arista, Divida, Putana, Kesi, Dhenuka, Banasura, Narakasura, and many other demoniac kings on the surface of the earth. Purport. This verse supports the following statements given in the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 4:7-8. Fourth chapter 7 and 8 verse. Jada jada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyutanava dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya chaduskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I admit myself millennium after millennium. The Lord's purpose in maintaining this material world is to give everyone a chance to go back to Godhead, go back to home, back to Godhead. But kings and political leaders unfortunately try to hinder the purpose of the Lord, and therefore Lord appears either personally or with his plenary persons to set things right. It is therefore said, garbham sancharya rohinyam devakya yogamayaya tasyaha kukhim gatah krishna ditiya vibudhai stutah. Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki after transferring Baladev to the womb of Rohini by the power of Yogamaya. Jadubhi sa terudhyataha. The kings of the Jadu dynasty were all devotees, but there were many powerful demons such as Sallo who began to persecute them. At that time, Jarasandha, who was Kamsa's father-in-law, was extremely powerful, and therefore Kamsa took advantage of his protection and the help of the demons in persecuting the kings of the Jadu dynasty. The demons naturally appeared more powerful than the demigods, but ultimately, because of help received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons were defeated and the demigods triumphant. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisei Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री श्री गौरनिताय कृष्ण बलराम राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित विशाखा की जय। श्रीशुक उवाच प्रलम्ब बकचाणुर तृणावर्त महासनै मुष्टिका अरिष्ट दिविड पुतना केशिधेनुकै अन्यैश्चासुर भूपालैर् बाण भौमादिभिः युत यदूनां कदनं चक्रे बली मगध संशय। सुखदेव गोस्वामी से अंडर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ मगधराज जरासंध द पावरफुल कम्स बिगन प्रोसिक्यूटिंग द किंग ऑफ जदु डायनेस्टी। इन दिस ही हैड द कोऑपरेशन ऑफ डेमन्स लाइक प्रलम्ब बक चाणूर तृणावर्त अघासुर मुष्टिक अरिष्ट दिबीड पुतना केशी धेनुक बाणासुर नरकासुर एंड मेनी अदर डेमोनिक किंग्स ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ द अर्थ। सो इज प्रभुपाद क्वोटेड इज भार्स इन हिज पारपोर्ट गर्भम संचार जरुहिण्यम देवक्या योगमायया तस्या कुक्षिम गतः कृष्ण द्वितीय विबुधै स्तुतः। दिस भार्स एक्चुअली इज द कमेंट्री ऑफ विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर द फास्ट भार्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। दिस कमेंट्री ऑफ विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर टू द फास्ट भार्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। दिस भार्स इज कोटेड हिज बाय प्रभुपाद गर्भम संचार दैट द्वितीय विबुधै स्तुतः। इन दिस second chapter Krishna entered to the womb of Devaki and so the demigods they started their prayer. King appeared in the womb of Devaki after transferring Baladev to the womb of Rohini by the power of Yogamaya. Then the demigods started praying when Krishna was in the womb of his mother Devaki. So that is the main topic in this chapter, that how Balaram was transferred garbham sancharya rohinyam. Baladev was transferred from the Devakya from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini, who did this job Yogamaya, by Yogamaya Devi in order of Krishna he did this act. Then Krishna himself tasya kukhin gatah Krishna, then Krishna entered into the womb of Devaki. Then the demigods started praying to the Supreme Lord. So this is the subject matter of this chapter. But before that, as yesterday we have heard that how what was the before, how what was Kamsa was doing. This were nicely yesterday was described by His Holiness Vaishnava Swami, that how Kamsa imprisoned his own father, who? Ugrasen. And then there is no one to welcome Kamsa as the emperor. But he himself, he come and that the Ugrasena thrown his crown, that was a steed fallen on the ground, and he took the crown, picked up the crown from the floor, and himself wore the crown, and then he himself declared only some demons were supporting, but those are Jodhu dynasty members. No one supporting him that time. That time only his followers. Then after declaring himself as the king of Jadus, then Kamsa the son of, actually he was not a son of Ugrasen, he was son of Drumila, a Gandharva, because when his mother, mother Padmavati, when she was thinking about to beget a child, and he was thinking the association of his husband. So she was that time little lusty. That time some Gandharva was flying in the sky, they could understand the mind of this woman. So there is one Gandharva who is Drumila. So he took the same form of Ugrasen, and so he associated with Padmavati, and he passed his semen in the womb of Padmavati, that with that semen this Kamsa was born. After later on Padmavati could understood this by, and then she became unhappy. That's why Padmavati did not have so much attachment to Kamsa. He knows that this is not the son of Ugrasena. So Kamsa was from very beginning, generally as a prince, he has to be properly educated. Should be go to Gurukul and all the two dynasties, this is principle. But Kamsa was not interested in any education. From his very childhood, he was simply trying to wrestling and showing his own physical powers. And in this way, Kamsa was in a demoniac. He has a friendship with the demoniac peoples. He was not giving any respect to the sentry persons. He was not so, but physically he was very strong. One day, how Kamsa was so powerful? One day he was practicing his karate, some practice, but he was practicing his wrestling.
Martial arts
with some other demons of practicing. And that time, Jarasandha, he has planned to attack Mathura to the Jadavas. Then Jarasandha was putting the camp in the other side of Jamuna. He's putting camps, military camps. Jarasandha had a huge elephant named Kubalayopila. How much power that elephant? Like 10,000 elephants power. That one elephant. Who killed that elephant? Krishna was in the gate of Kamsa, Rangasava. Anyhow, this elephant somehow or other just break his chain and come out, and he was just moving here, there, and creating havoc in Mathura city. Then he came to the place where Kamsa was practicing his wrestling, his martial arts. Then he challenged the people who are there. Kamsa becomes so angry, come out. He did not fear the elephant. Why all others ran away, seeing the elephant. They know Kubalayopila, the elephant, no one can fight with this elephant. But Kamsa very easily cut his trunk, and his one of his feet, then very easily make him down, force the elephant to slip on the ground. Then he again wake up, then he to lift the elephant, such a huge elephant, powerful elephant, then he throw the elephant. The elephant was in the middle of the military camp of Jarasandha. Where Jarasandha was there, the elephant just fell down in front of Jarasandha. Such a powerful person comes up. So Jarasandha saw the elephant. They are searching where this elephant left, but now it's... Then he searched who did this. The elephant was fainted here. Then he could understand. Then when he got this news, this is the work of Kamsa. He could throw a huge elephant in such a way. So then Kamsa, Jarasandha become very pleased with Kamsa. He come and he make a resolution with Kamsa. Then he did not attack again Mathura. Rather, he gave his two daughters, Prapti and Hasti. Hasti Prapti? Asti Prapti. So two daughters in marriage with Kamsa. Then he make, now his father-in-law of Kamsa, Jarasandha. So Jarasandha was the most powerful in those days. He was one of the most powerful king in India. So now comes as a great support from Jarasandha. So Jarasandha become friendly with Kamsa. Then Kamsa now become more demoniac, enthusiastic in defeating other kings. Then, as you know, yesterday was described how Narada Muni appeared to Kamsa and described that his previous life he was, in previous life he was Kalanimi, the son of Hiranyaksha. And how he was killed by Lord Vishnu. So, actually Kamsa, Kalanami is a Kalanami performed so much austerity. He is in years of demigods, 100 years, he performed great tapasya. Without eating, he was only eating, not drinking, little grass juice, grass, some durbadala juice. Then he spent such a huge, long time, 100 years in demigods here. That means about 36,000, about any human calculation, it would be very long. So anyhow, so apart from tapasya, then Brahma came. So he asked the boon, Brahma, please give me the boon. No demigods, nothing, no Jakya, Rakshasa, demigods, no one could defeat me. Even the Lord Vishnu, the leader of the demigods, all the demigods, could not kill me. Like this he was asking the boon. Brahma told, it is not possible now. Okay, as you partner so much austerity, this will work in a future life, not in this life. In future you take a birth, again you birth, take a birth. So that's why that Kalanami born again as Kamsa. Kamsa is not an ordinary demon. In other yugas, we see first demon, the most powerful demon was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. No one could defeat them. That's why Nrisimha, Varaha and Nrisimha came. Lord came himself to kill them. But in Tretaya, they appeared as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. But we see many demons, other demons, they are powerful than Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Even Bali, Bali, the monkey, he was able to defeat Ravana. But in Dwapara we see, they come again as Shishupala and Dantavakra. Their power gradually diminished. And Dwapara, they are not, Shishupala and Dantavakra is not so prominent. Many others are more powerful. So anyhow, actually Kamsa was so powerful, most powerful among the all demons. So still, and so the Jarasandha make a friendship with Kamsa, and then he mentioned in the Purana that he gave in dowry 1 lakh elephants, 3 lakh chariots, and 1 Arab horses, 10,000 maid servants, like this. He's giving. Kamsa, then in the nice friendship now. Now Kamsa get some enthusiasm. Then he started his Digvijay. How this name? Because this demon's name was mentioned in this verse. That Pralamba, Bakka, Chanura, Tudavarta, like all these demons, how they follow Kamsa? They are also not ordinary demons. They are also king of in one their own territory. But Kamsa started Digvijay and defeated this demon one after another. By defeating them, then they bring them under his control. They become, they are agreed to become the servant of Kamsa. There is no other way. So these all demons, Kamsa conquered them by his own power. So first, after his marriage, then Kamsa went to Mahismatipur first. Then in Mahismatipur, the princess, there are five princes, Chanura, Mustika, Kuta, Sala, Tosala. The five. And they are the principal, what, wrestlers of Kamsa. In Rangasa, Rangamancha, where Krishna and Balaram enter the Rangamancha, they are fighting with this. But they are actually, Kamsa Kapa went to Mahismatipur, they are from there. And Kamsa defeat them, one after another. They defeated king, they throw them like this, and here, there. Chanura, Mustika, they are little, they fight sometimes with Kamsa, then they defeated. But others, Kamsa did not care them. So look, Kamsa is so powerful. That's why this Chanura, Mustika, Kuta, Sala, Tosala, they become servant of Kamsa. Then Kamsa went to monkey named Dibida. He is also mentioned here, demon, as a Prabhupada translated, a demon, Dibida. But Dibida was a famous monkey. He was in Tretaya, in the army of Ramachandra. He was a devotee. But because he has envious nature for Lakshmana, he respects Ramachandra, but he is not so much respect for Lakshmana. Like some people say, so much respect for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but they don't have so much respect for Nityananda. So that is, this is a great mistake. In Chaitanya Chaitanya mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned his brother was like that. He was worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he not giving much importance to Nityananda. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj became angry with his brother. So Nityananda Prabhu become pleased with Krishnadas and tell him, go Krishnadas, go to Vrindavan. All good fortune. He blessed him for a good fortune and he come here and Krishnadas come. Like some people's like that. So a Dibida monkey is like that. He was devotee, he was worshipping Ramachandra, he was serving Ramachandra, but he had not so much respect for Lakshmana. So gradually, he developed the demoniac nature. Then in Dwapara, we can see who killed by Dibida. Dibida was killed by Balaram in Dwarka. Finally, the same Lakshmana, Balaram, killed him. But he was very powerful. He also had powers like 10,000 elephants, this monkey. So, Dibida was staying in Praharsanagiri, in a mountain. He was staying there. So Kamsa heard about this monkey, then went to this Praharsanagiri and challenged Dibida. It's a great fight between Kamsa and Dibida for many days. So finally, Kamsa defeated him. So after defeating those who are defeated, then they have to walk with Kamsa behind. So defeating Dibida, then he went to Rushyamukha mountain, where there another demon was staying, Kesi. Kesi was very famous. Kesi Ghat in Vrindavan, Kesi was killed by Krishna. So Rushyamukha Parvat, then he challenged Kesi. He was in form of a horse. Kesi demon was in form of horse. Then he nice fighting was there, but finally he defeated by Kamsa. Then Kamsa went to Mahendragiri. Then he lifted Mahendragiri 100 times, mentioned. Just put and then like football, Mahendragiri. But on their mountain, who was living? Parashuram was living. He became angry. He was in meditation. He came out He just put his finger like this, then comes has no power to lift again. When he come out, he said, "You are a foolish and ass, stool of a dog." He chastised Kamsa. I killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times in this world. Now you remain. I will kill you now. Kamsa was very intelligent. He could understand that I could not fight with him. So his hand is Vishnu Dhanush and all this. Then he paid obeisances immediately. He told, "Oh Lord, I am not Kshatriya. Don't kill me. I am not Kshatriya. I am a demon. I am a Daitya. Actually, you are my Lord. I am just your worshipper." So in this way, he just surrendered to Parshuram. Parshuram become pleased. Kamsa become somehow other, he pleased Parshuram. So Parshuram gave this Vishnu Dhanush to him. He pleased. He mentioned it was the length of that bow was 7, is measured like 7 palm trees together. So huge. Then he told, "Oh Kamsa, you remember," Parshuram challenged Kamsa, "if you can lift this bow and then I am able to string this bow with this and you are able to fight with this bow, then I will excuse you." Other Kamsa very easily string the bow and arrowed with this bow. So now Parshuram could understand he is not an ordinary man. So then Parshuram gave the bow to Kamsa. Told, "Okay, keep this bow, take this bow, but don't use, worship this bow. And day will come, someone will come, and if that day when someone come and break this bow, then you understand that person is your your cause of death. He could kill you." So in this way Kamsa got that bow that is in a Mathura, that is Krishna, later on Krishna went and broke the bow. This was actually the bow of the Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. It was with Parshuram, and Parshuram gave it to Kamsa. So in this way, after pleasing Parshuram and getting that bow, then get great python. So Aghasur was living near seaside. He went and challenged Aghasur. It took Aghasur that he started moving Aghasur like anything. Aghasur he was very powerful. He was tried to bite Kamsa many times, but nothing happened to Kamsa. Kamsa's body was like iron, so heavy. So in this way, he bring Aghasur under his control. Then he went to Bengal. There he challenged Aristasur. Arista was in the form of a bull. Where is Aristasur challenged Krishna? Radhakund. Because Arista, after killing this Aristasur, then Radhakund, Shyamakund appeared. So Mr. Kamsa went to Bengal and Aristasur was the king there. Then he challenged Aristasur and the great fight, then he defeated Aristasur. Now all these demons were walking with Kamsa. Now he is follower of Kamsa, become forcefully make them follower. Then he went to Pragjyotishpur. Pragjyotishpur, who was staying there? Pragjyotishpur is now present Assam, Guwahati, Kingdom of Assam. So there was Narakasur, the son of Varahadev and Bhumi, this Mother Earth. Narakasur was very powerful. No one could defeat him. Even defeated Indra, who attacked Swargaloka. So then Pragjyotishpur, he went to Narakasur. And Narakasura was the greatest demon in his assembly. The other demons like Dhenukasur, Trudavarta, Vakasur, Putana, they were working with him, with whom? They are a servant of Narakasur. So they told, oh, before you fighting with our king, you have to challenge with us. First, they challenge this different, then, but Kamsa, one after another, he defeated Dhenukasur, Trunavarta, Bakasur, and Putana came. Oh, Baki, Amstana Kala Kuta. Baki, brother was Bakasur and sister was Putana. But Kamsa was very tactfully told to Putana, you are a woman. So look, I don't want to fight with women. Let's make friendship. You are like my sister. And your brother, Bakasur, is my brother. So you stay with me as my brother and sister. No fighting. So anyhow, Putana agreed. Putana also became servant of Kamsa. Then finally he defeated Narakasura. This fighting was very vividly described in Purana. So finally also Narakasura, he defeated him. Then he make him also under his control. So in this way, then he also defeated many other. Sambara, Vyomasur, Vatsasur, Kalajavan. Kamsa defeated Kalajavan. Kamsa killed Kalajavan through whom? Muchukanda. Anyhow, in Krishna book. Then Banasur also. Then he went to Sonitpur, where Banasur has how many years? 1,000. So Banasura became very angry, seeing that Kamsa challenging him. Because he was Lord Shiva considered Banasura as his own son. If Banasura fighting, then king, who will come to fight? Lord Shiva himself will come fight. So then Banasura became angry when he came to war. Lord Shiva could understand what is going on. Lord Shiva came himself. He told to Banasura, actually, this Kamsa is the most powerful demons in the planet. He is a boon. No one could defeat him except Vishnu. Except Krishna, no one could kill him. It's better both become friends and make friendship. It is better to make friendship than Lord become mediator. Who? Lord Shiva become mediator. So that's why then Banasura and Kamsa, they become friends. There is a treatise, there is a sandhi. Then in this way, Banasura also become his follower. All this, then Kalajavan, all this. So he defeated and somehow other make all these demons under his control, under his follower. Then he attacked heavenly planet. Taking all these demons with him, then comes a attack heavenly planet. Then he defeated Indra also. Nothing happened. Indra just threw his vajra. Kamsa with his club, we easily smashed the vajra. Vajra was broken. So no one could defeat Kamsa. Demigods hide here, there. That's why they started praying. They went to Brahma and they went to pray to Lord Vishnu, Kshirasagar. So in this way, this is Kamsa. So Kamsa was such a powerful demon. It is not the ordinary demon, just Krishna killed him. Most powerful. He was most powerful than even Shishupala, Dantabhakra, and so many demons, other. So in this, that's why Kamsa was so powerful. And Krishna, but still, in front of Krishna, he was nothing. Krishna is, that's Prabhupada wrote that why Krishna appeared in this millennium after millennium. Paritranaya, sadhunang, vinasaya cha, duskritam, dharma sankstapanathaya, sambhavami, juge juge. Wherever there is a decline in religion, religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, At that time, I discerned myself to deliver the pious and the annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. This Prabhupada quoted this verse. So we'll see after this chapter the prayers of the demigods. Now first Balaram transferred from Devaki's home to nature from Rebo Rohini's home, then after that demigods prayer. So it is only time, 1-2 minutes. Any question or comment? Any question? Mike Maharaj. You see, in Digvijay, he was making friendship with demons. He did not attack the others. He just go to the demons. His purpose is to make all the demons together under his control. So he did not want other places. At that time, even Krishna is not born. And the emergence of Pandavas was at that time. Maybe that time, but they did not fight with the general kingdoms, other kings, but generally he first made the unity among the demons, unity of the demons, then he even went to the demigods, to attack demigods. So it is not mentioned that what has happened to the Pandu, Maharaj Pandu and that time Dhritarashtra, maybe they are.
And it appears that he was very much friendly towards the Kshatriya kings. That you are now Krishna king.
Yes, he has much respect for our Narada Muni. Kamsa was given Narada Muni. He immediately come out of his, woke up from his throne and just come out to welcome Narada Muni. Yes. Very intelligent. He pay obeisances to Parshuram and beg forgiveness and got blessed by Parshuram. So, okay.
Generally, we see that the demons have gods mental opulence. And gods have their mental opulence.
Material opulence.
Yes. But Dispensa, he won the heaven. But he was ruling in this Achitnavi.
So Kamsa, you understand that the present scientists, even the scientists nowadays, they are planning to go to Chandra. They told we are already in moon planet, and Prabhupada wrote the book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. He refused, they did not reach moon. In our Jyotish calculation, astronomical calculations, we are counting the days according to the distance from Earth. Nearest planet from Earth is Sun. The day is like that. Sun, Moon, Manga, then Samo, Vadha, Rabi, Samo, Mangala, Buddha, Guru, Sukra, Sunny. According to distance from the Earth, the planets. This is only from time immemorial, this is already in calendar. But the present scientists, they told the Sun. They went Moon. Prabhupada told how they could, they are not even this Sun, how will they go to Moon? There's so many, anyhow. So, even Kamsa, you understand, he went to Neptune planet, the Indra's planet. He went to Indra Loka and defeated the demigods without any rocket or any all this, whatever this, nuclear vehicles. He is not ordinary. He knows in his arts how to fly in the sky without any plane or anything. How to defeat the demigods. He defeated the demigods. So Kamsa was not really a demon. Kansa is in one attachment for his birthplace, his own kingdom. He wants to make this the center of everything. Everyone should, instead of going to Swargalok, they may become, want to come to Mathura. Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhupuri. Even the Mathura is even more, even if according to the, for the Vaishnavas also, even for devotees, Mathura is more important than Vaikuntha, because the Supreme Lord appeared there. But Kamsa was thinking Mathura is most important place because I am the king of Mathura. Who? Kamsa. But the devotees also gave much importance to Mathura because Rupa Goswami told, Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhupuri, because Krishna appeared there. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.